96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. It is the time of year when high school seniors and their parents are looking hard at applying to colleges. It is not like the old days. There's so much more to it. And of course, it's much more expensive. This is Financial Aid Awareness Month, and tonight we're going to help you get through the process. My guest is Dr. Nikki Washington, author of Prepped for Success, What Every Parent Should Know About the College Application Process. She's been on the program many, many times before. She's always been very, very helpful and can answer just about any question you have concerning applying to college. So please give us a call. The lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We will take as many calls as we can to get you through this process. Dr. Washington, good to talk to you again. How are you?
I'm great, Harold. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing just fine. Just fine. Let's get right into it. Let us assume that I don't know anything about applying to college, and all I remember is that you got something in the mail and you filled it out with a pen and paper. It's just not that way anymore.
Right. There are so many steps in the process that parents and students really have to start the summer before their senior year, and even earlier than that a lot of times, in order to be as prepared as possible and make the application as competitive as possible. You start with the application, and then that even has components like the teacher recommendations and the guidance counselor recommendations and transcripts. And then as you progress through the academic year of your senior year, your student will have to take the standardized test, either the SAT or the ACT. And then during this entire process, they need to be looking for financial aid. Right now, the FAFSA is available for parents and students to complete, which is that second application that every single prospective and current college student should submit. Whether you have received a full scholarship or not, you need to be completing that FAFSA. And right now, it became available February 1st because it is tied to the parent or guardian's prior year's tax returns. However, in upcoming years, that availability will change, starting with October 1st of this year. So in prior years, the FAFSA was only made available as early as February 1st, and it had to be submitted no later than June 30th in order to qualify for federal and state-based aid. But with new legislation that President Obama created last year, the FAFSA will now be accepted as early as October 1st for the upcoming year. So that means come October 1st, 2016, parents and students can now submit their FAFSA for the upcoming academic year, which would be the 2017-2018 academic year.
You've thrown a lot at us. Let me back up just a bit and remind our listeners, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about the college application process as well as financial aid. What do you do? Where do you go? Dr. Nikki Washington on the phone with us. She's an expert on this subject, so please give us a call. What is, first of all, a FAFSA, the F-A-F-S-A? What does that stand for?
So that stands for the Free Application for Federal Student Aid. And that is one application that will qualify and determine if students have what's known as a financial need for college. And that need determines how much aid students will qualify for. So that is why every single prospective and current college student should be submitting the FAFSA every year. It is an application that has to be submitted every single year that the student is planned on enrolling in college or attending college. So that means if you have a student right now that's currently a freshman or sophomore in college, you're going to have to submit that FAFSA every single year because it's always tied to the prior year's tax returns. That FAFSA is used to determine, like I said before, the expected family contribution, which is known as the EFC. And that EFC identifies how much need a household or a student has in helping with college expenses. Now, the lower that EFC is, of course, that translates to the less amount that the family or the household can be expected to contribute, which also says there's a higher need.
Let me go to the phone lines. We have, as expected, a lot of people on the phone, and I want to tell our listeners, we're going to take as many phone calls as we can tonight because this is such a critical issue. And so even after 7:30, please keep calling. I promise I will be taking your phone calls on the SiriusXM Channel 141 side, and you will be able to hear the program when you call in. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Yvonne, calling from D.C., what's on your mind?
Hi, how are you?
Doing just fine.
My question is that I believe that my husband and I most likely make too much money for my son to get any aid. So I guess my question is, filling out the FAFSA, what would my son gain for filling out the FAFSA if I believe our income is too high because I believe it's income-based? Is that not correct?
So thanks for that question, and that's a great one. The FAFSA helps to determine need-based aid, but a lot of universities and organizations still require students to have a filed FAFSA in order to consider them for even some merit-based aid. For example, depending on the state that you're in, there's financial aid that is available via your state's higher education organization. And it may be for Maryland, it's the Maryland Higher Education Commission. For D.C., it's OSSE, the Office of the State Superintendent of Education. And for Virginia, it's the State Council of Higher Education. So based on information from your household, your student could still qualify for state-based aid that has nothing to do with need necessarily. And for that reason, it's still important to get the FAFSA in. And you never know. So a lot of times parents make the assumption that they make too much money. But again, there's some sort of aid that the students qualify for. It may be as low as $500. It may be as high as $20,000,
$30,000. Every little bit helps.
Never turn anything down.
All right, Yvonne, thank you so much for your phone call. Jennifer, calling from D.C. Jennifer, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi, good evening.
Hey, go right ahead.
I wanted to mention that as a D.C. public school graduate, and I went to school locally in Washington, D.C., there are a couple things that kids, especially if there are any high school students listening, need to remember and not be afraid to apply to college because they feel that their grades aren't good enough or they didn't score well enough on an SAT. Because my brother used to serve, and before he graduated from Yale, he was on the Yale Admissions Committee. And what he said was, schools like that, and then other schools, they don't have to be the top schools in the country, they look for a well-rounded student. So, for instance, if you didn't get great grades in a particular class, and you're willing to discuss that in your personal statement where you address it, you say, I didn't get great grades in, my biology, but however, this is what I want to contribute to your university. I'm well-rounded. This is everything that I did in college. I was on the chess team. I started a club that helped homeless people. I created some other board or something where I volunteered in the community, or maybe you start the newspaper.
You're talking about extracurricular activities,
yes,
specifically.
Show that you're well-rounded in your application, because just because you have great grades, there are a lot of kids who have great grades, but they may not get past the hump because the university wants to see a student who's going to bring life into their school.
Well, Jennifer, let me stop you there. Jennifer, I've got a ton of folks on the line, and I really appreciate your input, and you are absolutely right. And as a matter of fact, on the other side of the break, I'm going to have Dr. Washington comment on that very thing, because there's so much more to the application process outside of just filling it out. The phone number, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about the college application process. We're also talking about navigating the financial aid process. And before I go to a break, Dr. Washington, what's a good website for those who want to find out more about your expertise in this area?
www.preppedforsuccess.com. So PREPPEFOR success.com.
PreppedForSuccess.com. If you're on the phone, Cara, Rhonda, Please stay with us. Do not hang up. You will be able to hear the program. Lines are still open. Want to get in as many phone calls as we can tonight at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. Stay with us. More about this subject in just a few seconds.